Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. One of the verses in this hymn says, "Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold." The author of this hymn, Francis Havergal, says, "It does not mean that because we have 10 shillings in our purse, we're pledged to put it all into the next collecting plate, else we should have none for the next call. But it does mean that every shilling, or every dollar, is to be held at my Lord's disposal, and is distinctly not my own. All of our money belongs to Jesus. We are using it and taking care of it. Everything we have should belong to Jesus. It's not ours, it's His, and He has given us its use." I have another prison escape story for you. Are you ready for it? This one is quite famous. A man named Frank Abagnale. Did you know he started committing crimes as a young man and ended up escaping from prison twice? The first time, he escaped when they were on an airplane, and he was eventually recaptured. But then, he had an even greater escape story. Frank Abagnale tricked the guards into believing that he was an undercover inspector who was inspecting the prison. And so he convinced the guards that he was an inspector who was making sure that the prison was run in a very orderly way and that the prisoners were not being treated badly. He continued this elaborate story, and the prison guards kept believing him. He even had somebody on the outside give them a fake business card that showed that he was an FBI agent. Here the guards were treating him nicely and helping him out, thinking that he was an inspector, when really he was a prisoner just like the others. Well, pretty soon he told the guards that they passed with flying colors and that they had a wonderful prison and were doing a fabulous job. Then he walked out of the prison and the guards let him, thinking that he was an inspector. Well, it took about 2 months, and they finally caught up to him and caught him again. It's a pretty crazy story, isn't it? There are so many stories about people escaping from prison and digging their way out, or getting people to rescue them by helicopter, all these stories. But it just reminds me that, you know how hard it is for us to do things? It's so much easier for God to do things. And when we trust Him and in His timing and in His way, He is going to take care of us, just like He took care of Peter and John, who were able to get out of prison because God sent an angel to open that door. Well, we're going to continue on with our Bible story, but before we do, let's pray. Lord, thank You for each boy and girl who's listening right now. Come close to them. Help them to have a deeper, closer, tighter relationship with You. In Your name, amen. The officers had just gone to go get Peter and John from prison, but you know what? They weren't there. And so they ran back to the council and told them what had happened. When the officers came back and said that the disciples weren't there, the council members looked at each other in wonder and amazement, thinking, "What do we do now?" Let's look at Acts chapter 5, verse 24. Acts is the 5th book in the New Testament. Acts chapter 5, We're going to chapter 5. The book is divided up into chapters. We're going to be on chapter 5, and then we're going to read verse 24. Here's what it says.
Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcomes would be.
They didn't know what to do. What is going on here? But then, suddenly, someone came running into the council room. And what did he announce? Look at verse 25. Acts chapter 5, verse 25.
So one came and told them, saying, "Look, the men whom you had put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people."
The captain and the officers went to go bring those disciples right away. But he and his men knew that they must treat them nicely. If they didn't, the people who were listening to them preach would become so angry that they would end up throwing stones at them and hurting them. So the officers were careful to speak politely to them, and the disciples went along with the officers. Look at verse 26. That's what it says.
Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should be stoned.
So they feared the people. They loved Peter. They loved John. Before long, Peter and John were standing before the same high priest and the council that had ordered them to stop teaching the people about Jesus. Uh-oh. They're in trouble again. Look at what Peter said to them. Look at verse 27, 28, and 29. So we're going to read Acts chapter 5, verse 27, 28, and 29.
When they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us."
But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
Not only did Peter tell them that they needed to obey God rather than man, he also told them that they were the ones who had killed Jesus. Can you imagine how angry they must have been? Even without permission from the Romans, they were ready to stop their meeting and just kill Peter and John. They were done. They were fed up. This was enough. Look at verse 30, 31, and 32. This is what Peter told them.
"The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand and to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witness to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them.
The priests and the rulers were so angry they could not even think straight. They wanted to get rid of Peter and John. They were tired of this. They just wanted to do away with them. But would that stop the message? No, it wouldn't. And God had a very special man who he had prepared for just this time. And we're going to learn about him next time. Do you think that the disciples were feeling afraid? Do you think that they were scared? What do you think? They seemed pretty brave and pretty bold to me, don't you think? What was giving them their bravery? What was helping them not to be afraid? God was. God had given him this spirit. And they were following him, they were doing his work, and they had no need to be afraid, because they were right where God had them. Are you sometimes afraid, boys and girls? You know, it's important that we make sure that we're following Jesus and we're doing what he wants us to do. And when we know that we're doing what he wants us to do, then we can have confidence and we can have boldness because we are right where God wants us. And the safest place to be is right with Jesus, isn't it? I'm so thankful that He's there for us, that He will never leave us or forsake us. Let's pray and thank Him. Lord, thank You for being there for us, for caring for us, for loving us, for giving us Your Spirit to give us a boldness. Help us to be right where You want us to be, to follow You, to trust You, to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse, and it's one that we read today, isn't it? Acts chapter 5, verse 29. It's the words that Peter said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." No matter what, we always, always obey God. No matter what anyone says, we follow Him and do His will.
Acts 5, 29.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.